From the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., this is your Corporate Crime Reporter Morning Minute for Wednesday, December 2, 2020. I'm Russell Mokhiber. Early this year, Senator David Perdue, Republican of Georgia, sold more than $1 million worth of stock in the financial company Cardlytics, where he once served on the board. 6 weeks later, its share price tumbled when the company's founder announced he would step down as chief executive, and the firm said its future sales would be worse than expected. After the company's stock price bottomed out in March at $29, Perdue bought back a substantial portion of the shares that he had sold. They are now trading at around $120 per share. The Cardlytics transactions drew the attention this spring of investigators at the Justice Department, who were undertaking a broad review of the senator's prolific trading around the outset of the coronavirus pandemic for possible evidence of insider trading. That's according to a report in the New York Times. For the Corporate Crime Reporter, I'm Russell Mokhiber.